Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 148 for Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Phil France Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, testing some major support levels as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was down 60 cents to over $3, the January contract down $3.50 at $466.70 per ton. That contract had traded as low as $465 at one point during the day before managing to see a modest recovery off that two-month low. Fund traders were said to be adding to their growing net short positions amid bearish chart signals. Scaled-down end-user demand on the other side from both domestic crushers and exporters did help temper the declines. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar and a lack of significant farmer selling also helped slow the downward move. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower, with a stronger U.S. dollar and declines in crude oil weighing on the commodities across the board. Soybeans down 4 to 7 cents, the January contract down 6 at $8.58 per bushel. The large U.S. supply situation and ideas that demand may be backing away contributed to the weakness in beans. Chart-based selling was another factor as soybeans remain right above major nearby support. However, persistent South American weather concerns did help temper the declines, with some key growing regions of Brazil still thought to be in need of more moisture. The situation was similar in corn, although prices held closer to unchanged. The December contract down only a quarter cent at 361 and three quarters per bushel. A decline in U.S. ethanol production over the past month did contribute to the relative weakness in corn, as most traders had expected to see a seasonal increase in production of the renewable fuel. However, just as in beans, attention is shifting to South America, and seeding delays in Brazil were a bit supportive. Wheat is down 1 to 4 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.83 per bushel. Prices were at some of their lowest levels in nearly 2 months, as the rising U.S. dollar only adds to the fact that U.S. wheat is still expensive internationally. But on the other side, ongoing production uncertainty in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world did remain supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France Warkentin.